Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol HSTXF. We are chatting again with the President and CEO, Charles Funk. Now, to bring everybody up to speed, Heliostar does have the Unga project in Alaska, very much the focus of the exploration to happen the rest of this year, and also three projects in Mexico. Charles, it's been a little while since we last had you on the show, so I do want to get a broad overview on the work plans and strategy for the rest of this year. But first, we should cover a news release that came out last week, June 23rd, announcing a $3 million non-brokered private placement. We can't talk too much about the private placement because it hasn't closed yet. Quite frankly, it was just announced. But there's an interesting structure within this private placement. It's units priced at 25 cents a unit. That unit initially includes a full common share purchase warrant, but then that changes after 6 months. Can you further explain the structure of this financing, please?
Yeah, thank you for having me, Corey. And you're right, it is a different structure, and it's a structure that we think works for our shareholders and works for us in terms of potential financing. So the reason we came up with it the way we did was, you know, clearly markets are soft at the moment, and so you have to have an attractive proposition to raise capital in this market. We're lucky that we have a really tight share structure. We only have 43 million shares out, so it gave us a bit of flexibility. And our view is the full warrant at 50 cents for 6 months means that if we have success in this market, and you know, we're all pretty depressed as gold stocks at the moment, so there's a good chance of that, we can fund moving Unga straight into a resource drill phase. It'll bring in about $8 million. And because we've got some very supportive shareholders, that would mean the people who took the risk today and get that reward in being able to fund the growth of the company. And if we don't achieve that, you know, if markets continue to be depressed, then we don't leave a big overhang in our stock and attract just the warrant flipping shareholders. So it converts back to a half warrant for another 18 months. So a little bit different. It works clearly for our financing needs, but it also doesn't create a big long-term overhang if the market doesn't do what we think it might do in the second half of the year.
Well, it's a very interesting structure, Charles. So hats off to your team for coming up with it in a tough market. And so I guess the next question people are going to want to know is, when you do raise those funds, where will they be going? And I see in the press release, it does mention a focus on the Centennial area of Unga. Maybe bring us up to speed on that particular target and why you're excited to get up there and drill it.
Yeah, so we're very excited to get back at Unga. I was up there a couple of weeks ago. We'll be back up there shortly. And our plan all along was to show that Unga could be much bigger, and we had four priority targets. We got to three of those last year, but we didn't get to Centennial. And so that's why it's the first cab off the rank this year. And our view is we're trying to advance Unga to the point we've got five different targets with open economic gold intercepts. Like it's a unique property with so much gold on it. And so we just need to get it ready this year to turn the rigs loose on a resource drilling program. Our aim is to deliver that resource by the end of next year. So we want to follow up and expand those open gold intercepts. Centennial is a flat-lying blanket of gold. It's got a non-compliant resource of 200,000 ounces on it. It was found by Battle Mountain in the late 80s. But you can imagine you don't just get blankets of gold on surface by themselves. Something has to have brought that gold up. And we've got pretty clear evidence both in some drill holes and some geophysics that we've done more recently that thinks we've got some high-grade feeder veins that drive that, just like we see at Unga. And so that's why we're drilling Centennial next. We think we can A, grow the resource, and B, potentially lift the grade with high-grade veins feeding it.
How much of the historic work are you guys using in terms of this further targeting for this drilling?
All of it. It's been a great resource to have. Most of the holes are subvertical, you know, almost up and down. And so that's great when the body of mineralization is flat lying. But for hitting the subvertical veins that feed it, it's almost impossible. So we're fortunate there's a couple of old angled holes, and some of them have some much better results. And so we think a better angle at drilling this, combined with some geophysics that we've done, will give us a real head start in finding these high-grade zones.
Charles, you mentioned that Centennial is just one of the four prospects. You just didn't get to it last year, but you did drill the other three prospects last year. Will any of those get any work as well? Will you go back to any of those to follow up on the work from last year?
Yeah, so we're going to do two extra things on the project. The most important is not geological at all. We're going to turn Unga into a year-round project. We're going to put some firm permanent facilities on Unga. We're going to improve the road network between our main targets. And that achieves a couple of things. One, it means that we can lower our costs by about 30%. You know, not having the helicopter, not having to put up and pull down camp every summer. The second one is it means we can explore year round. So we could already explore for 8-9 months of the year, but we had to do a lot of work quickly to bring economies of scale to bear. Whereas once we have the infrastructure, we can do smaller programs more cheaply and stretch our dollars further, you know, put simply, get more meters for the same amount of money. And so that should allow us to avoid losing momentum like we did last year. If you think about it, A, the market was hotter, but B, you know, with the same results that we have today, you know, we had over 50 million Canadian market cap. And one of the main reasons that we don't have that today is because we had to say, no, we have to finish for the season. We'll come back next year. And people move into other trades, exit your shares. Whereas by moving Unga to year round, we no longer have that loss. You know, every 6 or 8 weeks, we can continue to put out drill results. And so we think that's a bit of a game changer for the program. So that combined with we've got JDS engineering doing some scoping on accessing the old Apollo mine underground and follow up some of those drill results we got last year with the potential to go underground and sample those veins and even set up underground drill platforms. So we've got a lot going on in planning. That's a few weeks away from finalizing what that work program and costs would look like. But no, we need to follow up on all of these with a view of moving this to a resource drilling program in 2023.
Okay, so you're putting in, let's call it some exploration infrastructure so that you don't need to use helicopters, so that you can explore cheaper. How much is this going to cost you, and what's the general time frame in terms of when you're going to start this work and when you think it could be completed?
Yeah, so we were going to start drilling this year in late July. That looks like it might be just pushed back a touch into August. So we'll be underway in 4 to 6 weeks. We think the permanent facilities and cleaning up the roads is going to cost in the order of $200,000 to $250,000. We're just finalizing a couple of different options at the moment. And then it's just a matter of what, how far we want to push our drill program, how much money we want to keep in reserve. It's an interesting market at the moment to be making these decisions in. So we'll sort of be, you know, we won't be as aggressive as I'd like to be, or I think the project deserves. We'll be a little more prudent given the market conditions. But I think, you know, for the money that we're raising, we can get underway drilling. We can turn the project into year round, and then we'll look at our options to see how much drilling we can do in the back half of 2022.
Well, Charles, you had mentioned that you may even explore looking at resource drilling, you know, bringing the whole Unga project up to a resource stage. Do you think that what would the balance be between that and then the true discovery drilling? Because I know you still have so many targets you'd like to get to.
Yeah, it's always an interesting question. What we tried to do last year, if you recall from a couple of phone calls, is we thought if we raised $20 million, we could deliver a resource targeting in the million ounce range. We know that an 8 to sort of 15 gram resource, noting that we already have 384,000 inferred ounces at nearly 14 grams gold. So we're a fair way there. We know that that will come with a very significant re-rate. And given the market conditions, you know, it wasn't prudent to raise that money on the terms that were available last year. Ironically, every company should have raised as much money as it could late last year, knowing what's happened this year. But our plan is to take that measured approach to get it ready for resource drilling, follow up these open gold intercepts, show that they continue to expand, and then push with a big resource program beginning late this year, early next year. So breaking what was going to be a one-step process into two steps, given the market conditions, Chad.
Fair enough. These markets, as we all know, have been hard, and companies do need to watch some of their capital. Let's get a quick update on Mexico. We had some drilling that happened in Mexico. I believe it was last year. Charles, what can you tell us about any work plans for any of the Mexican properties?
Yeah, so Mexico, it's easy in hindsight. We went down to Mexico thinking that was an optional extra above what we had at Unga, and we drilled a really good target. And to be fair, I'd drill that target every time as sort of a $2 million test for a $20 to $100 million return. That's exactly what we should do as gold explorers. We got unlucky. We got really poor results underneath. We kept hitting the vein. I think we got a gram gold in every hole, but we couldn't get 2 grams. The host rock changed and wasn't as favourable as we'd like. But yeah, it's a very interesting package of ground. It's a long strike from Silvercrest Picacho ground. It's got lots of veins. We found plenty of veins. It's got potential. But in this market, I think focusing on Unga, where we've got open gold intercepts everywhere, is the easiest way to make a return for Heliostar shareholders. And while capital's tight, we'll focus on Unga for the rest of 2022.
Well, Charles, just maybe one more follow-up on that. Clearly, the focus is Unga, and that makes sense. And I think that's what a lot of investors are excited about. But for a few people that were interested in the Mexico properties, maybe just bring people up to speed that there were other properties you never tested. So when the market's right, maybe in a year or two, are there still some areas that you think you'd like to go back and visit in Mexico?
Oh, absolutely. So Kumaro itself has lots of open veins, and we've got two other properties that we think are really exciting. We've always said they're just earlier stage than what we have at Unga. And when money's easier or less dilutive to come by, it makes sense to spread a little wider. In this market, you know, concentrating on our premier project, I think, is the key goal. Turning into year-round exploration is an absolute game changer for us. It means we won't be affected by seasons. We can just deliver news month after month. And our problem at Unga isn't finding gold. It's getting the drill meters in to show people how big this could be. It's quite unique for a company our size to have a district like this. It's got gold everywhere.
It really sounds like, Charles, the focus is going to be on Unga for at least the near term then, hey? Because, look, you can get down into Mexico, but Unga's your guys' flagship, and these markets, you need to focus on your flagship.
Yeah, even in these markets, 1 million ounces at 8 grams plus is a 150, 200 million market cap. And Unga is the closest project to achieving that for us. As I said, it's, you know, most juniors are lucky to have one set of open intercepts. We've got multiple targets with gold everywhere. We just need to get the drill meters into it. And that's, to repeat myself, going year round makes it so much easier for us to do that. In fact, the way I've had success in epithermal exploration before is you've got to create this feedback loop. You've got to be able to raise the capital to take the shots and get the results that allow you to come back and drill around, because not every hole works, and then be able to continue to raise capital. And what we did last year showed that there was a lot of gold, but because we were doing big programs and spending a lot of money quickly, we never could quite close the feedback loop to follow up and raise the money. Admittedly, the markets didn't help either. But by putting the permanent infrastructure on, lowering our cost to be efficient on the project, we think we make it much easier to close this feedback loop. And once you close that, between results, retargeting, capital raising, more rigs, more drilling, you gather momentum. It's worked for me multiple times in the past, and we think this is going to be the key to unlocking Unga. It does take time to learn how to operate in new environments, and we now think we know how to operate quite well at Unga, hence this modified strategy.
All right, Charles, we appreciate the update. I'll post a link to the Heliostar website so everyone can read over the recent news as well as the corporate presentation. And if you have any follow-up questions for Charles, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. Charles, thanks for the update. Please keep us up to date on future news. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. Looking forward to the program. Cheers, guys.